Welcome to Ask Win, everyone. And this morning with me on a call on a fall 5th Tuesday morning, I have Tom Palladino. So without further ado, I'm going, Tom, take it away.
Okay, thank you, Wynn. My name is Tom Palladino. I am from the state of Florida. And what I'd like to discuss today is a new opportunity for mankind. I work with energy. I'm a scientist. I work with energy known as scalar energy. Scalar energy is not electricity. It's a different type of energy. And I have perfected instruments that work with scalar energy, and those instruments allow me to improve human health. So with a scalar energy instrument, I am able to assemble, I'm able to actually create vitamins, minerals, antioxidants inside the human body. Scalar energy will instruct the human body to form the molecular geometry, the molecular structure of micronutrients. So this is of great benefit to mankind, to be able to download, so to speak, or to assemble inside the human body nutrients and do it all by way of energy, by way of light. You don't have to eat food, per se. You don't have to take a multivitamin. So this is very promising. This is one of the benefits that's being derived from scalar energy. Again, I work with this energy that is different than that of electricity. Scalar energy is an energy from the sun or the stars. And you can do incredible things with scalar energy. Well, additionally, what I can work and what I can guarantee by way of a scalar energy instrument is the ability of an instrument to break down the molecular bonds of a virus or a bacterium. Scalar energy can perform the work function to break apart germs. So that's another benefit to be derived from a scalar energy instrument. So my present focus, my present emphasis with scalar energy is to improve human health by either assembling micronutrients such as vitamins, amino acids, antioxidants, or by disassembling viruses, parasites, bacteria. Now, I'm having great success with this instrument. Instrument, I believe, will be able to work on a broad-scale basis. It's my prediction that eventually we will be able to treat millions of people with scalar energy around the world. And in so doing, we're going to be able to improve the welfare of people around the world by way of this new modality, scalar energy wellness. Now, I would like to offer to the listening audience free treatments without charge, without obligation. But before I do that, I want to explain how a scalar energy instrument works. I work remotely by way of photographs. That is, anytime I treat anybody with a scalar energy instrument, all I need is their photograph. Their photograph serves as their representation of their person. And people from around the world will send me photographs. And in so doing, these photographs will serve as a means of connection between my instrument and the person. A photograph identifies a person. So people from around the world will upload a photograph to me. And by virtue of their photograph, I can send healing energy to them. By virtue of their photograph, I can assemble nutrients in their body, or I can break down germs, such as viruses and fungi and parasites in their body. Now, to make this simple and easy to the listening audience, I have a designated website that will accept your photograph. All you have to do is send us a photograph of some part of your skin, and we will treat you for free with Scalar Energy. This is our humanitarian outreach to the world. The website is freescalar.net. I'll spell that. Freescalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, .net. Simply upload your photograph, email us a photograph, and we will treat you and other family members free of charge. Again, all I need is a photograph of some part of your anatomy, some part of your skin. And in so doing, we will assemble vitamins and minerals and antioxidants in your body for a span of 15 days. And also during those time period, those 15 days, we will be able to break down the germs in your body. We will be able to break down and eradicate viruses and parasites and bacteria in your body. After that 15-day treatment process, you will feel better and your health will improve. So what I am offering to the world is essentially a global platform in which we can treat the world by way of a photograph. That's all it takes, a photograph. And we can send you healing energy anywhere in the world. So again, to repeat, the website is freescalar.net. Visit that website. Anybody in the world can upload a photograph. So with that, when are there any questions on your part or anything that you'd like to add to this?
I have a question.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say this gently. I'm in Colorado, and most people in Colorado are on vitamin D, like myself. So would you, and vitamin D, you have to take vitamin D supplements because there's not enough sunlight in Colorado. Lovely. You think we get enough sunlight, but we don't. We have snow and we have sun, but that's still not enough. So would Scalar Energy be a replacement for vitamin D supplements or no?
I'm not saying it would. Now, some of the people that I work with who experience these treatments for months, some people sign up for years with me, they've been able to cut back on their supplementation, on their vitamin supplements, on their mineral supplements. But I don't advocate that. In your case, if you're not getting enough sunlight in Colorado, then I would stay on your vitamin supplementation. I would not interrupt that. So my program would serve to augment what you're doing. But as you well know, there are some parts of the country that are cold and you're not receiving that much sunlight during the winter months. Then you would probably need to still supplement.
Yes. So Scalar Energy isn't a replacement for vitamin D and these heavy medications. I, of course, have cerebral palsy, as my fan base knows, but I am on no medications for cerebral palsy except for vitamin D. And I'm trying to get rid of that one as quickly as I can. But no, people won't allow me to get rid of that one because we don't have enough sunlight like Florida does. So what made you come up with this Scalar Energy idea? What made you say, this is cool, I want to do this?
Yeah.
Did you study it in college or did you find out about it or what?
I've been studying this my entire life, yes. And as a youngster, I was really intrigued by this energy, and I knew this energy offered great prospect to help mankind. So with that in mind, it's been a lifelong passion. Yes, I did study this at the university level, and thereafter, it was all private research. What I am doing is different, and it's groundbreaking. And as such, I had to set a course of study, and I had to be disciplined and pursue that course of study. So what I have to present today, I consider to be the answer for so many medical problems. And it again, to reiterate, it's a labor of love. It's taken me a lifetime, but it's been well traveled, and it's time well spent.
Could you give us an example of what medical problems scalar energy could cure? And I'm essentially saying, could it cure cerebral palsy, even though cerebral palsy is a lack of oxygen injury at birth? Could it cure paralysis? Because the reason why I'm saying it is I have a little bit of paralysis, too, from a scoliosis surgery gone wrong. So what could scalar energy, and this is fascinating to me, Tom. By the way, I'm fascinated by new medical technology, and that's just me. I don't know about the rest of my audience. But what could scalar energy cure?
Sure. I haven't had great success with cerebral palsy, but that doesn't mean that there's not an answer in the future. So I regret to say that, but I per se do not have the cure for cerebral palsy. Some people have told me that their health has improved if they had cerebral palsy, but I can't reverse those symptoms. I wish I could. What I have great success with are diseases caused by germs, such as viruses and bacteria. We can easily, for instance, destroy the herpes virus. Many people have herpes, so we can cure herpes. Many people come to us with, say, candida, with thrush. We can easily break apart candida, which is the cause of most cases of thrush, candida. And we're even having good success breaking apart and destroying the HIV virus. And we've been curing people of HIV. So that's our specialty, germs, pathogens. But I would say in the future, as we understand more about this energy, and with that understanding, we see a greater scope of activity on our part, a greater scope of being able to use this energy to improve human health, I would predict in the future we will be able to improve the lifestyles of people with cerebral palsy and perhaps someday cure it. Today's not that day. Regrettably, today's not that day.
Well, just thought I would throw that out there. But today's not that day. And I have a question for you. Why hasn't the herpes community heard of solar energy? Because there's a woman out there who hosts a podcast, Herpes with How to Cure Herpes with Alexandra. And if you guys go back to my old episodes, you will hear me speak to her. If you guys go back to another podcast called The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson, you will hear him speak to her as well. And her podcast, because she has herpes, her podcast is about herpes. So why haven't the herpes community heard about this?
I don't know when. I can't figure it out. I have a public website, and I've mentioned it so many times. I think my research is being suppressed. And the reason I say that is, if you can cure a disease, then you threaten the money, the income of many people in not only medicine, but in advertising and in other types of corollary industries. So I think what I'm doing is a significant threat to those with money and power. And in light of that, I'm not getting the help, the support that I would have anticipated. It doesn't surprise me. You know, there are some people who are only motivated by money and power.
No, I'm the worst candidate for cerebral palsy ever, because, and I admit that, because people think all the time that I am on drug after drug after drug for cerebral palsy, and turns out I'm not. Turns out I'm doing alternative therapies, and turns out that I'm the worst candidate for cerebral palsy. I rarely go to the doctor even for cerebral palsy anymore. So how can we help you as a layman community? I mean, is there anything we could do, I could do, other than having you on this podcast? Is there anything that us as a layman community who are not scientists could help you by doing?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Simply tell people what we're doing. Or visit that website and get other people to sign up for the free treatments. It's without obligation. Again, the website is freescaler.net. Tell people about the website. Get people to try that. Yes, by all means.
So, because thousands of people listen to this podcast, so someone out there needs scalar energy. I probably need scalar energy myself because I have a weakened immune system, and one of the things I would like to do in my lifetime is try and make my immune system just a little bit stronger than it is. And so I would love to make my immune system a little bit stronger than it is, because I have cerebral palsy. I have always had a weaker immune system than the average person. So would scalar energy help with a weakened immune system?
Yes, yes, very much so.
Yes.
Very much so.
Okay.
Many
so
people come to me.
Scalar energy would help with the whole disease of cerebral palsy, but when it comes to a weaker immune system, it would. Okay, because I have friends with cerebral palsy who also have weaker immune systems. So where do you see scalar energy in 6 months, Tom? Where do you see this technology going, and where do you see it in 6 months?
In 6 months, this should really start taking off because of people like you, Wynn, who are concerned and who want to do something and who want to improve the world. So in the next 6 months, the word should really start getting out. And within 2 or 3 years, this should be headline news. This should be international news. If we can cure herpes, the day is coming that we will attract the attention of people around the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's fascinating to me, and of course, we'll have all of Tom's information in the show notes, and your publicist sent me your press kit. AJ sent me your press kit, so I can't wait to see this technology hit national news, and then I'll be super proud that I was one of the first ones that reported on it as a journalist, my God, because I can't wait to see the day that herpes gets cleared. I can't wait to see the day where children with weakened immune systems due to cerebral palsy get cured by scalar energy, because I am just a huge proponent of these new treatment programs hiding underneath rocks. I mean, up until today, I didn't know what the heck scalar energy was, and my family didn't know, and anything else. So I applaud the work you're doing, and I hope, Tom, that you get the respect you need in the next couple of years, because it's difficult, I know. As a scientist, it's difficult day in, day out, not to get the funding, not to get the respect. But I'm a big proponent of these new medications and these new treatments that are hiding under locks. I'm a big proponent of getting them out from underneath the locks.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I need your help, so God bless you.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. But that's why I'm not on. That's why I'm not on any medication for you guys. The last time I took Advil, I don't know when now. So I barely take Advil, let alone medications for cerebral palsy. But I am always a big proponent of new and upcoming treatments. And do you think it will cure meningitis? And I'll tell you why I say that, viral meningitis, after you answer my question, Tom. Do you think cellular energy will cure viral meningitis?
Yes, we've had success in so doing. Yes, to answer your question, we can do that. Yes.
Well, where were you when my mom was dying? Thank you very much. She died of viral meningitis. Where was this? Now I'm going to get really fascinated here. Where was this technology when doctors were trying to figure out how to cure my mom's viral meningitis? And I'm sorry, but the doctors didn't do a very good job on that. But why aren't you bringing this in to hospitals? Why aren't you bringing cellular energy into hospitals?
I've tried.
Curing meningitis.
It's not accepted, Wynn.
Oh, it's not accepted. Great.
My research is suppressed.
Great, because doctors want to put every Tom and Dick and Harry on viral meningitis medications. Thank you very much. And kill them like they did my mom. Basically, I'm not surprised it's not accepted. Alternative medicine and traditional medicine do not go together, you guys. I've learned that the hard way over the years. They just do not go together. Hopefully, scalar energy and traditional medicine will have a symbiotic relationship one of these days, and I want to, as I said, Tom, I'll stand behind this new treatment like this, you know, tomorrow, and I'll march right into hospital and be standing behind Tom and his work, because I believe more in alternative medicine than traditional medicine.
Well, bravo. Let's move forward then. Wynn, help me get
the
word out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, and you got all my fan base needs to share this episode out, and we need to get the word out, because if scalar energy is killing meningitis, we need to get which makes me feel better, but we need to get the word out, because doctors don't know about scalar energy. I mean, they know about medications, antibiotics for viral meningitis, I know they do, but they never mentioned to me or my dad or my mom's family about any alternative medicine while she was in the hospital, and we sat by her bedside for a good month, and all they tried to feed the poor woman was antibiotics. And I'm like, you can't do that. Antibiotics just depresses the immune system even more. So that's why I'm so passionate about alternative medicine. But enough of my passion. Do you have any questions for me, Tom, about anything that you want to ask me?
Not at this time, Wynn, but I appreciate your enthusiasm, and I appreciate the fact that you're a social activist. We have to be. You know, the only way something gets done is through diligence. So I thank you for being diligent. Thank you for this
you are
interview.
So welcome.
Thank you for your effort in life.
You are so welcome. I try and I try and I try, and when scalar energy comes to the forefront, I will be proud to say that I was one of the first journalists to bring it out of the way to work, and I wish you the best of luck. Now give us your website again so all my fans can go to the website and cure colds. And it's not called Cure Cerebral Palsy, you guys, but it's going, we're getting close to curing herpes. So for those of you that have a loved one with herpes, please share this episode out. And so, Tom, what's the website again? And so we'll have all the information in the show notes.
The website is freescalar.net, spelled S-C-A-L-A-R. And if you want to call our support desk, it's area code 805-364-3051.
Well, Tom, I'm going to let you continue your day and do your amazing work. And I thank you so much for coming on my podcast. And I hope this helped you have more hope in your research. Is there any chance that people can donate to you for this research?
If people wanted to donate, just call me. And there's many ways you can donate. Time and talent and treasure. There's many ways. So if people want to help us cure the world, yes, I want to hear from you.
Yes. Yes, good. So, okay. And, Tom, what is your phone number? Or do they just call the support desk and ask for you?
Just call the support desk. That's the easiest way. We're there 12 hours a day.
That's the easiest. Well, thank you very much, and I wish you the best of luck in this incredible scientific journey.
Thank you so much, Wynn. It's an inspiration to speak to you.
Thank you. And you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed another fabulous episode talking about scalar energy with Tom and I. And you guys, please, please, please support Tom's work. His work sounds incredible. If I knew about it any years earlier, I would have been on a bandwagon already. But it's never too late to be on the bandwagon behind scientific wonders here. So please, 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 the next time you know someone with herpes, please pass this episode out so we can stop the herpes outbreaks and stop all these viruses from creeping into our bodies all across the planet. Thanks to you guys.